Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Wow. We've spent almost all our time talking about San Francisco and Kansas City and Buffalo. How about them Bengals, man? And talk about a team with young stars on offense, all 25 or younger. Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. This is a young nucleus of great offensive players. And they, I mean, look, I'm not a it's all on the quarterback thing. I've never really been that. That one's tough to shake. That Tannehill being their quarterback might have finally caught up to him.
Yeah. Well, I saw a meme yesterday. It says Ryan Tannehill during the regular season. It shows him in a Tennessee Titans jersey. Ryan Tannehill in the playoffs shows him in a Dolphins jersey.
Yeah,
I mean it's obvious he's not that guy. Great during regular season. You can hide behind that the running game that you've got, but then you get to the postseason. You need quarterbacks to make plays. And he didn't make plays. He was dreadful when they needed him not to be dreadful. At the end, you just take care of the ball.
Yep.
Don't hurt us at the end. If the play's not there, don't force it. And he forced it, and it cost him. Joe Burrow's fantastic. Ja'Marr Chase is ridiculous. And their defense was good enough to stop Tennessee. Tennessee became one-dimensional. They were good enough to stop it.
I'm always been a big guy in the offense first, right? And just offense wins games. Just good offense, if you execute it correctly, beats a good defense. But with that being said, you know, you obviously can't ignore the defense. For me, instead of trying building an elite defense, we all want an elite defense, but at the worst, I think you need a defense that can create turnovers.
Yes.
Get the ball back, make plays. And that's why, to me, pass rushers are so important. Sacks, fumbles, forced pressure causes bad throws for interceptions. It's an opportunistic defense is what I'm looking for.
Well,
they don't have to be a shutdown, but they got to get the ball back at times, make big plays.
Which is kind of like what I said to Doug during a break, because we were discussing it sort of the same thing. And that's why at number two, you probably still go with the edge rusher, because that's a guy who can make it. He can be game-changing plays.
I'm okay
Your
with
defense
that.
Can give up a bunch of yards, and then all of a sudden you've got a third and eight situation. Obviously passing down. Your defensive end comes in, sack, and causes a fumble, and your team recovers it. Well, you may have given up 65 yards in a drive, but you ended up with the ball in the end because you've got a game wrecker right there.
And that's why I was, when you guys asked the question last week about Hamilton or Dina too, I don't like it. I just don't like it at all. They just don't make enough game-changing plays. They're good players.
I think they can both be those types of players too.
Either way, I'm okay. I'm perfectly fine with them going defense at
Thibodeau
two.
Or Aiden Hutchinson, okay with that.
But my God, get a wide receiver with that second first round pick. 248-539-9797.
Or your second round pick.
Yeah,
not back to back picks, but you might be picking 31, 32, one of those.
And then 34.
And then 34.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Champ and Chump before we get to your phone calls. And Gator, I will start. My champ of the weekend is Matt Stafford. Now, if I were a it's all about the quarterback guy, I would say that Stafford stared down Tom Brady and won. I'm not that. But boy, he made two big throws. One exceptionally good throw. Cooper Kupp was wide open on the first one, but the second one, he put some air under it, and it was perfect to get him into field goal range right at the end to win the game. Matthew Stafford had a very good game for the Rams. He is my champ of the weekend.
You know, from the first, they took the ball over with, 49 seconds left or what it was?
Yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, are they going to just take a knee and go to overtime here? And Stafford does that draw on the first, like, what are you doing?
It was
and
weird.
He almost fumbles. And I figured at this point now it's like 35 seconds. Well, they're definitely going to take a knee now. And they didn't. And he decided, well, I'm sure Sean McVay decided, let's take a chance. And that's all a quarterback wants is a chance. And maybe that was the difference.
Well,
one of the differences with playing with Los Angeles compared to Detroit, he's able to take chances because he's got a guy like Cooper Kupp who always seems to get open.
You don't trade for Matt Stafford to take a knee and play for overtime.
No, you don't. My champ is Patrick Mahomes. Calmly leads his team into field goal range with just 13 seconds left. Then Calmly leads them to an overtime victory over a very game Buffalo Bills team. Oh, and by the way, he throws for 378 yards and 3 touchdowns and then runs for 69 more yards and a score. Patrick Mahomes is ridiculous.
All right, let's get to our chump nominations. My chump is Matthew Stafford. You're screwing up our draft pick, Matthew. You're screwing it up.
Would have been 25 if they lost.
I know. Well, 26 because Kansas City won, so they would have picked after. I don't know.
Buffalo had a better record.
Yeah, but Kansas City. I'll have to go back and look at it.
I thought they all needed to be upsets,
but go ahead. It would have been better.
Yeah. Well, hey, I hear you. For me, it's the Green Bay Packers special teams unit. Holy wow!
Yeah.
Were they awful? A blocked field goal. What? A blocked punt for a touchdown? Completely ruined a fantastic defensive performance by the Packers and may have pushed Aaron Rodgers out the door for good. That special teams was abysmal, and they have been all season long.
Those were two catastrophic errors. There were other ones, like the return to the 50-yard line that set up San Francisco's first score of the game, and they had 10 guys on the field for the game-winning field goal. Do you know that?
No.
They only had 10 guys.
After a timeout,
they sent out 10 to try and block the field goal.
Well, that's even more special teams fodder, how stupid they were.
Their special teams coach. I keep refreshing Twitter. 248-539-9797. Get your champ and chump votes in. Let's get to your open line calls. JT in Southfield. Hi, JT.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
All right. So, first of all, I almost wanted to chump 97 won the ticket, who I listen to a lot. Because the other day I'm doing some work and I look up at the screen and they're talking about a brother combination coming to the Red Wings. And I didn't realize they were brothers. I don't mean brothers. I mean brothers. Like, damn, I didn't know. Yeah, the Red Wings have brothers playing for them. That's interesting.
Circle back?
Yeah.
And because of that, you were going to chump us?
Yeah, because I never heard that.
That they had an African-American, well, I think he might be Canadian, an African-Canadian on the roster?
African-Canadian, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Wasn't aware of that.
Yes,
but anyway,
he is.
I mean, aren't these the first African guys to play for the Red Wings or no?
No.
No.
Okay, I didn't know that either.
No.
Yeah. Hey, man, we do our best to keep you up to speed on everything that's going on. Yes, Jermoni Smith and his brother.
Top of my head, Tony McKechnie was the first I can think of, but I'm sure there probably was one before.
Right. But no, seriously, my real champs and chumps. So my champ is going to be Joe Burrow. I mean, the kid got sacked 9 times, and he'll be part of my bigger discussion, but he got sacked 9 times. And he still managed to win that game. My chump would be Aaron Rodgers. Nobody wants to say it, but playoff Aaron Rodgers has not gotten it done. You know, I know the special teams ended up ultimately costing them that game, but he didn't throw for a touchdown in that game. The MVP of the league sucked on Saturday. So my thing is, Doug, when you talk about learning that you don't have to have a great defense to win a championship, what you have to have is a quarterback that can turn it around for you. And the perfect example of that is Joe Burrow, in the sense that Cincinnati was very much the Detroit Lions, in the sense that Marvin Lewis got fired because he couldn't win a playoff game. Then once they got rid of him, they got worse. I mean, 2 years ago, they had only won 4 games. And for that kid to come in and have turned that organization around the way he has, you know, I mean, Mixon is an excellent player and Ja'Marr Chase and whatnot. But, I mean, Burrow even just gives them that cockiness that they can get it done.
He's so good.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, against upgrading the quarterback position. I'm all for it. Sure. If you can get better there, get better there. I'm not sure this is the draft and where their picks are to do it. Next year might be the time to do it. But, I mean, I would sit here and say we could have a legitimate conversation if Goff is every bit as good as Garoppolo and that you can do it with the right team around him, but well, Goff needs help. He needs more help than Stafford did.
He needs more help, but I would also say this. I think my evaluation on the first season with Jared Goff, you have to keep in mind he's on a new team as well. He's working with a new offense, okay? Garoppolo's been in the same spot for a while, so he's built up the rapport with his teammates. The players that Jared Goff was surrounded by, his weapons anyway, probably not the offensive weapons he's going to have next year. Some of them, yes. Should but you're going to bring in legitimate receivers. Yeah, it's going to be better. No. So the thing, I don't know how much better he's going to be, but he played much better down the stretch. But two things to concern me about Goff, and maybe it's because of the players he's with at this point, but the decision-making, how quickly he makes those decisions, and the other thing is that he's immobile. I mean, almost completely immobile. The pocket breaks down and he's done. He's got no ability to move outside and buy himself some more time. Now, maybe with a healthier offensive line, that becomes less of an issue. But those are the two things that stand out to me. But I'm not going to ignore that he was so much better down the stretch.
248-539-9797. Just looking over here at Twitch. M. Dub says, champ the Niners for beating Green Bay. Chump the NFL and the college OT rules. Settle down, Beavis says, champ Stafford, chump Rieger. TV nefarious, champ Stafford, chump Stafford haters. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.